USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the president's agenda today, an announcement this afternoon about his plan to lower drug prices for Americans. His Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar saying of the plan,
dozens of initiatives, smart, targeted, efficient, but still respecting innovation.
Azar going on to say while appearing on Fox and Friends this morning,
what we're going to do is make sure we're getting rid of any gaming by these branded, these prescription drug companies to make sure that they're not preventing access for new generics coming on the market.
Experts are warning that the Kilauea volcano on Hawaii's Big Island could soon erupt with a major explosion. The Hawaiian Volcanic Observatory announcing that a new explosion at the summit could blast out ash, steam, sulfur dioxide, and boulders the size of refrigerators. This is USA Radio News.
When you're hiring, you don't want to waste time sorting through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want an efficient way to get to a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Results of the military's long-awaited investigation of the deaths of four American soldiers in Niger in October were made public at the Pentagon. We get details from USA Radio's John Clemens.
Among the findings in the 6,000-page report included the men had not been fully trained and that the mission conducted near the Mali-Niger border had not been approved by the proper military authorities. General Thomas Waldhauser says, as a result of the report, changes have been made for all U.S. troops operating in Western Africa.
Yeah, I will ensure the lessons learned are communicated to all levels within AFRICOM, as well as within the component commands, and integrate these changes into our daily operational activities.
I'm John Clemens.
The President and First Lady greeting three Americans freed by North Korea's Kim Jong-un after the President's announcement that the upcoming meeting with Pyongyang would take place in Singapore. Experts say Hawaii's Kilauea volcano could blow its top in the coming days, causing boulders and volcanic ash the size of refrigerators. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Five more suspected Ebola cases have been reported in an African Congo town where an Ebola outbreak was declared last week. The CDC says this is the ninth Ebola outbreak in the Congo since 1976, when the deadly disease was first identified. More Americans are suffering from major depression, according to a new report from Blue Cross Blue Shield. We get details from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
It shows diagnoses of clinical depression are up 33% since 2013 in the U.S. Experts who compiled the report say depression is a serious health risk because people who suffer from it also tend to have other health problems, including chronic illnesses and substance abuse. The report says people with depression could, on average, lose nearly 10 years of a healthy life.
Senate Democrats and a single Republican moved to force a vote to restore net neutrality protections.
A group of senators, led by Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer and Senator Edward Markley, filed a discharge petition necessary to trigger a vote to overrule the Federal Communication Commission's decision to revoke the Obama-era protections. Schumer and other senators argue if the protections were to be repealed, consumers would be forced into paying inflated premiums for Internet access. Senator John Thune described the 2015 net neutrality rules as outdated and called on Democrats to negotiate bipartisan legislation. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And I'm John DeMaster for USA Radio News.